One of the criticisms I've received over the years is that my content and how I talk about things is typically not very, quote unquote, solutions oriented. Now, I agree with that and I disagree with that at the same time. Now, what prompted this particular response to a broader criticism was a live stream that Dave the Distributus, you know, Lord Distributus, did a couple of days ago. Now, a lot of you might know Dave, some of you might not. I've had him on the channel before, though it's been eons. We, I think, respect each other, but we don't really see eye to eye on a lot of issues. And for the record, I think Dave is probably a significantly more intelligent person than I am. He's involved in some ultra-technical, cognitively demanding field. And I think he has a PhD in it. So, you know, just put that right out there at the outset. He's probably smarter than I am. But one of his criticisms was that I'm just basically too descriptive. He didn't use that terminology. That's the terminology that I would use. But I'm not solutions-oriented. I just sort of describe things. And generally speaking, I would agree with that. We're going to get to the nitty-gritty details in a bit. He also mentioned, by the way, Sargun of Dakar as a quote-unquote solutions-oriented type of guy. That may or may not be true. I don't try to hide my dislike for the guy. Sargun is extremely arrogant and full of himself. Let's just say that. But as I said, I agree in part with this type of criticism, namely that I tend to be very descriptive. I'm not the type of person who makes content and says, okay, you need to do this, you need to do that. This is how you get your life together. And specifically, when it comes to men and problems men face and solutions that men might find to solve these problems, well, I also tend to be pretty descriptive. Now, I understand how this just bucks the trend in the sense that everyone and his cousin these days on YouTube, especially in the so-called manosphere and adjacent domains, if you wish to refer to them as such, tends to go for the guru perspective and approach, right? Meaning you put something out there and you tell people how to fix their lives. You tell men what to do with their lives in order to pursue some goal. And I've talked a lot about gurus during my time on this channel. Obviously, I am hypercritical of them. And there are a lot of reasons for this. So let me first deal with what I see as somewhat legitimate criticism, but I think it's a misinterpretation. Yes, I tend to be descriptive, maybe even overly descriptive when it comes to my content, what I talk about. But there's a reason for that. One thing is, it's a quirk of my personality. I feel very odd, whether it's an individual level or broadly projecting thousands of people, telling people what to do with their lives, telling men that you need to do this. I said this before, I'll say it again, because it bears repeating. At the end of the day, you have your own individual circumstances in life. And I'm not privy to those circumstances. In fact, none of the content creators are, presumably. And so telling you to do X in the broadest, most general sense probably won't be very helpful. You probably have a lot of details that only you're aware of that may hinder you or help you with a particular piece of quote-unquote advice. You know, my slogan is, of course, the worst advice is advice. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. But you know yourself best. You know your situation best. And though it can be helpful sometimes to get information and to even get something that you might regard as sort of counsel, not necessarily advice, ultimately, you're in the driver's seat. Ultimately, you're steering the vehicle of your own life. And so what I try to do, generally speaking, is, again, to be descriptive. And in my descriptions of human existence and society, I hope, at least, that you can extract something useful that might somehow pertain to your individual circumstances that you might find helpful, whether it's in a small way or a big way. And that is overall my general approach. I think descriptivity at times can be very helpful because at the end of the day, having a clear picture of the lay of the land, the landscape you inhabit, can be just as helpful, if not more so, than having hundreds, if not thousands, of gurus scream down the back of your neck and telling you what you should and shouldn't do. Descriptivity is a tool like anything else. And by being descriptive of problems and situations that you may encounter in life, And as I said, the general picture of the lay of the land, human behavior, human sexuality, human biology, and the interactions between the genders, among many other topics, you are being better served, in my view, than simply being told, here's my five-step guide to X. Because again, one of my big issues with gurus is they're giving you this very, very limited scope of advice. And a lot of the guys who actually heed this advice are lost themselves. They've never had the opportunity to discover their own interests. They've never had the opportunity to delve into themselves, as it were, to discover what motivates them, what moves them, this sort of thing. So I'm just not a fan of that approach in general. But on the other hand, I understand that in a world where everything seems so hopeless as it currently does, although I guess you could kind of make an argument, this was the case forever in history, that any given moment in time, you could have seen things as hopeless. But as a young millennial, say, or a Zoomer, or even a Gen Alpha, as they're coming up in the ranks these days quite quickly, maybe it does feel like everything is hopeless. And of course, you want people to basically say, this is what you need to do with your life. And I've talked about this before, especially in a recent video. The reality is people are craving answers, and a lot of people want to be told what to do with their lives. They simply want a 3, 5, or even 10-step guide to what they need to do with their lives. Unfortunately, I've got news for you. As tempting as that might be, to be simply given a 10-step or 5-step guide to how to master your life, life is messy. Life is complicated. And there are uncountable variables that you might encounter in your life that will influence you and the choices you make and will lead you astray from whatever path you thought might work out. Now, there are straight shooters, as it were, that follow a path. They never deviate from it, and they basically encounter no obstacles whatsoever. This is a thing that actually exists, but it is comparably rare, all things considered. And so all that sacred advice, especially if you're young, you have to bear in mind, no matter how certain you are of your current path, no matter how utterly convinced you are of yourself and your actions, you will change in the future. Do you remember Hamza, bathrobe man? Even he's gone through several iterations. I don't really follow him at all these days. And I guarantee you what he was saying 3 years ago is not what he thinks now. And 10 years from now, if he still is alive, he will think differently to what he thinks now as well. So really, at the end of the day, and this is my own personal view, and I've said this over the years a number of times, but it bears repeating, is people, or men specifically, need a descriptive model of reality. And it's true that a lot of people don't like descriptivity because it flouts ideals and flouts strivings, as it were. I get that criticism from personal friends of mine sometimes. And then what you really need is self-introspection, self-reflection, and the best case scenario, people in your life who know you, who can work with a descriptive model to help you. Now, I'm not personally a fan of therapy, but you could say a therapist, a counselor, a coach, maybe even your father, if you're on good terms with him and you respect him. All these things are possible, and they're better choices than some anonymous rando online. At the end of the day, that's what I am too. I don't know your life course. I don't know what it was like growing up for you. I don't know if you're smart or not smart. I don't know what your talents are. I don't know what your struggles are. I don't know if you're an alcoholic or not an alcoholic. I don't know these things. And that's why the sort of very generalized advice that you get online that tends to be very piecemeal, pretty limited, is just not applicable. That's also basically why I don't do it. Descriptivity is going to be a lot more helpful at the end of the day and inform your choices with respect to you and the rest of the world. Now, I get it. People want action, and things feel stagnant and like they're not moving forward. A lot of people, especially younger folk, have that feeling. And I have to say, I can kind of relate there. Things these days, especially online, feel very static, stagnant, very formulaic. YouTube has become an extremely boring, formulaic place. Everything is predictable. But that doesn't mean that engaging in the vice of advice is necessarily the better alternative. And at the end of the day, I don't think any of these gurus, with a few exceptions, genuinely care. Let's take Dave as a final example in this particular discussion. Dave is very willing to give advice, to offer his opinions, and that's fine. But you have to understand something. As I said, Dave is a hyper-intelligent individual. He has a PhD in a super technical field, and that just puts him at least two standard deviations above the mean, so 130 plus at least. And already that puts him in a kind of semi-elite category. He probably earns six figures. He's just not in a position to offer quote-unquote advice to a Zoomer who maybe is just average intelligence or one standard deviation above the mean, who does not have his cognitive abilities, who is growing up under different circumstances, maybe a broken home, who knows? So it's a perfect example, and I know he means well, and I like Dave, I generally do, of the shoe not really fitting all the feet that it's supposed to. These things are good for his fellow Catholics, his fellow established men, and or semi-established people, people of similar cognitive capacity, this sort of thing. But for your average Joe, I'm not sure how helpful that is. Anyway, I've said my piece on this. Consider my words. And as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon and my very generous donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel simply could not exist. Thank you so much. You're truly appreciated. And if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, leaving a comment, subbing if you're not yet a sub, maybe sharing the video, it'd be much appreciated. I'm still alive. I'll check you out then. May the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.